Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
All right, where was Paul writing this? Any hands on that? Where was Paul writing this? Yes. He was where?
He was right to Philippi.
Philippi. Well, I don't know that he was in Philippi. I never thought so. Where he was writing
to Philippi, right?
He said writing from Philippi. Writing to Philippi, that's right, Paul. Where was he writing from?
Caesarea. Ephesus and Rome.
Well, now.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. John, clarify. Where was he writing?
He was in Rome.
He was in Rome. So he was half. She was right there.
Yep.
Okay.
One third.
Right.
He was in prison.
Yep.
In prison in Rome. That's right. What other books were written from prison, first Roman prison? What other books? There's two in prison. That's just the first one.
Colossians
was one. Philemon was one.
And Ephesians.
So, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. Those are the three written from the first Roman prison. Second Roman, of course, where he wrote Timothy and Titus, along in those lines. All right, so, he's going to notice, he's writing to whom? To whom is he writing this, and what does that mean? Any hands on that? John?
Well, all the saints in Christ, all born-again Christians that are there at Philippi.
All right.
True born-again Christians.
Are the Roman Catholics correct on their idea of saints?
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. What do they claim a saint is if only these that they claim to be saints are saints? Bill?
Yeah, they believe that only certain individuals who they canonize through their Catholic Church are saints.
All right.
They ignore the fact that the Bible states several times that all saved Christians are saints.
Mm-hmm. Tammy?
Then people have to be dead.
Or they have to be dead, that's right. They have to be dead to be saints of the Roman Catholic Church. What does it mean to live saintly? Any hands on that? What does it mean to live saintly? After that?
I think the root of the stem of sin is agios, mm-hmm. rather.
Which means?
It's holy.
Holy. So it should be holiness of a life. Now, it also says here, with bishops and deacons. I want to discuss both of these things. First of all, let's discuss deacons. What does deacon mean, and what should people who, whether they call deacons or not, what are deacons supposed to do? And
they're supposed to be a husband of one wife.
Well,
that's all they remember.
Okay.
Right now.
What does deacon mean?
A husband of one wife.
Yeah, John.
Well, they're helpers.
Helpers.
Yes.
What else?
Servants.
That's what I was looking for.
And whether they're designated as that or not, how many people in a local church should be deacons? Not necessarily as quite a deacon, but do the work of a deacon, be a servant of Christ. Bill?
Everyone.
Now, what is their sex? Masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
See, deacons are helpers in a masculine sense, and they should not be women deacons or helpers. Now, women should help with things a little bit, don't get me wrong. But as far as the halfway official, halfway not official, it's referring to the male servants of Christ in the two local churches. Now, women should be servants as well, but not in a sense of yes.
So my question would be, then some churches that have deaconesses.
Yes.
That's all baloney,
yes.
Then, right?
Because
is that baloney?
Because of the gender of diaconoi and diaconess.
Okay.
What is the gender of that in Greek?
Male.
It's male, that's right. See, but helpers, all can be helpers, but not as sort of official. Now, this next word is very, very confusing. In all different denominations, with the bishops. What does bishop mean in the Greek to start with?
Pope.
What was the Greek word? Yeah, that term.
I didn't know
what's the hand went up first.
It went both of them.
Okay, both of them.
I think it was episkopos, which is overseer.
That's right, principal. Epi means over, and episkopos means to see. Episkopos, see. To see over, to oversee what's going on in the local church. Now, there's various differences in churches as to what episcopoi or bishops are. We believe in our Baptist church here, and I believe that scriptures teach in other places as well, there are three titles for pastor. The pastor, bishop, elder. Different books of the Bible refer to them. The pastor Dan first.
Well, Tammy.
I was just saying,
we have an email. We didn't finish your This is from Mary. Well, everyone, I'm thankful for tonight's Bible study to be able to join you. There for prayer about this evening. Remember all of you in prayer. Trust the Lord who is able to deliver us from the present distress. Julia.
Julia Monahan. That's Raven Julia Monahan, Erie, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Julia.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, we appreciate her. She's been sending us hymns. She's sweet now and saying hello to us. We appreciate that very much. All right, so in the scriptures, other verses, other chapters, pastors are mentioned along with bishops. Been along with elders. First of all, what does that word pastor mean?
Under shepherd.
The pastor, the shepherd, the flock. What is an elder? What's that Greek word mean? Mm-hmm. Elder. Hands in it. Yes.
There's like a government of the church, and the elders. The ones that vote on certain issues in the church.
Well, what does the Greek word mean?
I don't know.
Presbyteros. That's an elder. Now, I know other denominations have certain groups of elders, certain groups of pastors, certain groups of deacons. We believe the scriptures in many, many different groups. An elder is the one who pastors the church. He's a pastor. He's also a bishop. Mm-hmm. Pastor, bishop, elder, all one and the same. And other books of the scriptures are referred to in that way. The one that manages in the church. Pastor Dan.
From Potato Country. The Lord bless you all. Glad to see you all well. Praying for you daily. Remembering brother, really blessed by your Bible study. Ron and Kathy from Idaho.
Ron and Kathy, what is the last name you've given?
McCollum.
My, so glad that you called in.
Hi.
So, the other one now, the elder, he's a mature person, he's a pastor, he's a mature person as well as pastor. And then the bishop, the overseer. And that's what we believe the scriptures, in other books of scripture, they refer to these people as whether they're preaching, the pulpit, whether there's an elder, whether there's a pastor, or there's a bishop. And that's the distinction. Now, other denominations, of course, completely have a different definition than these churches. What is the definition of a bishop in many churches?
They're supposed to tend to each one.
What is that?
They're supposed to
tend
to each one.
Well, any church. Give me all the definitions of the bishop that in other words is.
Some kind of ruling class person.
Oh, crap. Who's next? That's right. Antoinette, go ahead.
Your duty is to nurture, protect, and care for the flock of God.
Well, what is the type of churches that have these bishops completely different from Scripture? And tell me.
Well, the Roman Catholic Church has bishops, and they're like over all the archdiocese and. Mm-hmm. I don't have all the government down, but then there's archbishops that are above, and then the cardinals.
Well, some churches they use the term bishop in reference to their pastor. Yeah. So instead of saying pastors, sometimes they say bishops also.
Yes, that's the scriptural term. Mm-hmm. What are the other some of the other uses in other churches of bishop? Roman Catholics, I have one thing. What else? Well, you got Episcopalians, the bishops. See, the bishops are over pastors. They're over.
They're the high ranks.
Bishop, Roman Catholic Church bishops over others. And what about the
Lutherans? Probably too.
Lutherans, right? Lutherans to the many
denominations. Most of your Reformation churches have turned back to Rome.
Yeah, turned back to Rome and some of their offices. What about elders? What are some churches assigned and use their definition of what are elders? Yes, Tan?
Well, some churches tend to see an elder as a deacon, but they're really more like a deacon, functioning like a deacon, but an elder is really a pastor.
That's right, but in other churches like Presbyterian Church, yeah, Hannah?
But then these elders are functioning as deacons, have more say than the pastors sometimes.
That's right, some of these churches. What about the Presbyterians, elders?
Well, as I said, the elders are acting as deacons, and but they have as much power as the pastor. Never mind.
Well, the elders.
We'll let the Presbyterians tell us.
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I do worship at different churches, denominations. Huh? All I know is in my church, one of them, that the elders vote on certain issues, governmentally speaking, in the church.
Right. And there's other people, their members don't vote on this. So they have
have a hierarchy of government the church, correct.
It all comes down to how you believe the governorship should be. So now for example, you can tell some Christians from the name. For example, Episcopalian, Episcopos, bishop, but they have the word bishop, the function being slightly different.
Right.
And how we would interpret it, of course. And then Presbyterians, for who are us, elder. So then the elders make the decisions, and then we used to have churches that were called congregational, which would decide based on what the congregation.
Exactly. So,
but then the congregational churches sort of got their doctrine incorrect.
Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. If you want to take a look at the scriptural terms of Pastor Bishop Elder, go back to the Book of Acts. Back to the Book of Acts, and we'll see. Chapter 20, Acts chapter 20, and see if I can find where it is.
Is it 17 to
20? Yeah, maybe 17 to 20. Yeah, 17. And for notes from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. Now, this is a scriptural definition, what elders, bishops, and elders of pastors do. The elders, they call for the elders. Then later on in the book of Acts chapter 20, Paul says, now behold, verse 25, he says, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone, almost all have gone, preaching the kingdom of God, and you'll see my face no more.
What verse are you in, Pastor?
Verse 24, 25, 26, I guess
it is.
Acts 20.
Acts 20. I'm in the wrong book. In the wrong chapter.
Now, in verse 27, we're down to Acts 20, 27, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. See, these are elders.
Bishops.
No, elders. I'm saying the elders of verse 20, in the early verse.
Yeah, but the overseers is the bishop.
No, I haven't come to that yet.
You just said it.
No, I'm saying they're elders in verse 17. And then in this verse here, I have not shown to declare all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves for all the flock. Where did I say elders? What verse is that?
Verse 17.
Yeah, bishops. Where's the bishops?
They're verse 28.
Where are the elders?
Verse
17. Right, hold on. In verse number 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, as overseers, to feed the flock. That's pastor the flock.
Right.
Now these bishops, elders, are the pastor of the flock. They're pastor, bishop, elders. The same people are called these things. That's why we believe that's scriptural. We believe that every Baptist church, every independent church, every church, the pastor is also the bishop and also the elder.
Amen.
Pastor, bishop, elder. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that they should be designated. Mm-hmm. Not the special hierarchy people who call themselves that way. And they're to feed the flock of God and to minister that way. So those are the things that we first refer to as to these different things.
So...
feed the flock of God, shepherd them, which he had first of his own book. Right now, in the book of,
yes,
the book of Philippians. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I just ask a quick question about
sure.
this? So, do the deacons, where do the deacons come in? Are they helpers of the elders?
Well, no, they're the pastor,
you
bishop.
You take up a deacon's offering where the money
well, the deacons are the ones.
Who are of the church?
They're helpers of the church, servants of the church. As well, but the pastor is pastor, he's bishop, he's an elder. The pastor.
I have the main email here.
Okay.
Good evening, Pastor. Say warm greetings to you all from our beautiful church family. Thank you very much. See if these Bible study joining your prayer for the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ. God bless you all. His love, Vicki and Carl.
Carl, Vicki, Albert, in state of Maine, right? State of Maine. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Good to hear from you.
All right, so that's Philippians chapter 1. And as he says, Paul to Moses, Moses, with the bishops and deacons. That's what about his hand.
We have another passage. 1 Peter 5:1-2.
That's right. Go ahead.
The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
Yes, 1 Peter is another example. 3:1. That's why we...
What was that verse? 1
Peter 5, 1 and 2, and even
five,
some other verses after that, perhaps.
Yeah. First Peter 5, what is that timing?
To answer this question, Acts chapter 6 talks about deacons, verse 3, and verse 4 in particular. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. And we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And that business was taking care of the widows that had needs.
Right.
And there are the elders?
The deacons.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know.
So they were doing the practical needs of the congregation of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor was focusing, or in this case it was the Apostle Paul, focusing on the word of God.
So then to keep this clear in my mind, then the elders are helpers to the bishop or pastor.
No, the deacons.
These are synonymous. Pastor, bishop, elder, one and the same thing, just different titles.
Okay.
Synonymous. Deacons, separate.
So can
deacons.
You, how many, okay, my question is, how many elders can there be to one pastor?
The pastor is the bishop and is the elder.
He's three in one.
Yes, right. He's the same person.
Okay.
You can have.
So if a church has elders, plural, what does that mean?
More than one pastor. One or more.
Okay.
Elder. Yes. And
it depends on who using the term elder.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about scripturally.
Okay. The point is, even pastors, you can have more than one pastor. This church has two pastors.
Right.
Some churches have three pastors. It depends on how the size of the church.
Yes.
And then there's also assistant pastors, youth pastors, they're all pastors.
They're all designated to a certain. They're all elders and they're all bishops.
And they're all elders
and bishops.
So, but the deacons didn't start until chapter 6 of Acts.
Acts chapter 6. And their servants and their helpers.
Yeah, the deacons.
Or if you want to hear it another way, the office of pastor, bishop, elder, that's supposed to primarily address the spiritual needs of the congregation. Whereas the deacons might more be involved in different physical needs of the congregation.
That's right.
Right.
Diakos means servants.
Right. So they take up a deacon's offering.
And we just to add, we see the two offices in Titus chapter 1, is it? And First Timothy chapter 3. The two offices of pastor, elder, bishop, and deacon. Those two offices. Just two offices.
Right.
Not elder, right. Pastor,
bishop.
Oh my goodness.
It's ticklish, but
yes. If you look at,
as Anna pointed out in 1 Peter 5, and here in Acts chapter 20, they're the same. They're designated the same person. See, they're called with different titles, the same individual entry.
Right.
Most churches do not agree with that at all. A hierarchy, big bishop, and a big elder.
And then at the very top, they have Pope.
Very dusty.
Yeah.
So these different names of different offices and church titles, it's very important. That's why I wanted to make it clear on this Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. You notice it says with the bishops, as is, and deacons. In other words, a separate divided thing. All right, then, what is the title? What is the greeting that Paul gives to these people in Philippi in verse number 2. But what is it? What is his invitation or his
designation? Grace be unto you and peace.
Grace and peace. Grace meaning, excuse me,
thank you. Grace is a Greek greeting and peace is a Hebrew greeting.
Yes.
Shalom.
That's very good. Grace and peace. Because there are some that are Gentiles that are converted and others that are Jewish that are converted. And grace and peace. From whom? Oh, that's the end of the line. This is just an hour. We can always take time for questions.
We can finish out the verse, can't we?
Oh, yes. So that's where we have questions that we deal with before we close. What was the last question?
From whom?
Wait, who's from whom?
Answer that in our handout.
God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, so both persons of the Trinity, Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and Anna, that you had.
So the first and second person of the Trinity, and then also this is being written under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So the whole entire Trinity is involved.
That's right.
Amen.
It certainly is. So, we've got the first two. Any other comments before we close?
Yes, I think it's important we point out one word in that verse. It says, from God, our Father, talking to both Jews and Gentiles,
yes.
Our Father.
Genuine Christians.
Right.
That's right.
And there's no difference between the two if you're in Christ.
Any other comments before we close? Well, good to have you here. Thank you for coming. John, would you close the word of prayer for us, please?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the study tonight, Lord. We thank you that we're able to come together so free.